Welcome, NCLEX High Yielders. This is Dr. Zeeshan, and I'm the host of NCLEX High Yield Podcast, where we will be giving out daily content for your exam, tips and tricks that the boards love to ask, and overall general information on how to study, what to study, and complex topics broken down for you. Whether you're a first-time test taker or even a repeat test taker, we have helped people across the globe pass their NCLEX exam, so do not give up and get motivated. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Instagram at NCLEX High Yield, at NCLEX High Yield, where you also check out our website, www.nclexhighyield.com, and subscribe to receive a link to our weekly free Zoom session. Free Zoom session where I drop all types of content, break down complex topics, and make them easy for you to understand every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you guys then. Take care.
Three terms people consistently mix up: cholelithiasis, cholecystitis, and cholecystectomy. Well, they all have to do with the gallbladder, but we have to break it down, and it's a progression. And if you notice the way that I teach, everything I teach is going to be in progression. So what is cholelithiasis? We'll break down each portion of that word. Remember, I always tell people this: medical terminology was never our first language. So whether English is your first language or not, learning medical terminology should be as much importance as it is to learn the content and the test taking strategies, because breaking down words is going to help you on test day. So cholelithiasis, well, we start with that. In the gallbladder, we form stones, cholelith, stone, isis formation, so cholelithiasis. Well, as those stones form, the gallbladder is going to contract, and as it contracts and it hits those stones, guess what happens? It's going to get inflamed. It's going to get irritated. So now we have cholecyst, the sac, so the gallbladder sac is now inflamed. Well, as that inflammatory process continues and as it contracts, and we know the six risk factors for developing those stones: fat, female, 40, fertile, fair skin, and family history. But as we contract onto those stones, it's going to irritate that sac. So the gallbladder sac is now inflamed, cholecystitis. And once we have such severe pain that we can't get rid of, and it continuously is happening, we're going to go in and remove that gallbladder sac, or cholecystectomy. So know the progression between the three. Know exactly what we're going to do. Furthermore, I would advocate that you learn how to educate your patients post-op. A lot of the different things that you want to educate them on, as far as splinting, when they cough, how long before they can move their bandages, what we're looking for, like ASH, right? If we're putting them in a procedure or post-op, we want to always look at ASH and airway, altered mental status, sepsis, and hemorrhaging. So I hope this helped clarify those three terms. So I hope you enjoyed.